Good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, right here on Internet Radio. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs of classic rock, electric rock, acoustic rock, acid rock, punk rock, pop, new wave, new age, and God knows what else, as I burn them to digital and let you all enjoy them out there in cyberspace. And today I've got one of the pioneers of electronic music, actually, known for that, from the early 80s. That's right, we're going to be listening to Gary Numan's Tubeway Army. Gary Numan. And we're going to be listening to actually his first debut solo LP in 1979 when he left Tubeway Army. The Pleasure Principle. Yes, the Pleasure Principle. And that LP includes Cars, one of his hits. Also Our Friends Electric. Oh, what else? Heavy synthesizers on this. This is, again, Numan being kind of noted for one of the pioneers of electronic music. And his style, simple chords, very simple, repetitive chords. He's a guitar player, actually. And a pioneer of electronic music, which I said like three times now. What the hell? So, let's head on into Side A right here on Brad's Vinyl of Gary Numan's Pleasure Principle. We'll be right back.
side. And by your waving and smiles. Please keep them away. Don't let them touch. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was side A, Gary Numan's Pleasure Principle. I am Brad to the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Gary Numan's third studio LP, that's right, the English musician. And actually went to number one in the United Kingdom, this LP did. That's right. Numan completely abandons the guitars on this LP as well, so... What did we hear? We heard. We started out with Air Lane, all instrumental, followed by Metal, Complex Films, and M.E. M.E. Gary Numan. New Wave Electronic, the pioneer of electronic music out of 1979. And Air Lane, interesting, the lead-off instrumental. And I don't know, what can I say? The artwork, interesting art on the front, a little pyramid shape on top of a shiny black cabinet. Numan just kind of looking down on it. That was done by, actually, that's a painting actually by René Magritte. René, it's called Le Principe du Plaisir. Fuck, I don't know how to pronounce that. some of this music influenced by Kraftwerk, actually. Doing a little bit of influencing of Numan's style and structure. So synthetic percussion, producing most of the robotic sounds there, repetitive robotic sounds. And he loved that mini Moog synthesizer as well. And liberal use of the poly Moog, too. So, losing my voice here. I guess we better get into side B here on Brad of the Bones, Brad's Vinyl of Gary Numan's The Pleasure Principle.
Where are the lines? Where are the tracks? I'm singing I love you.
All right, for all you nerds out there, we're engineers. That was the final song. I'm Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, and we're finishing up with Side B of Gary Newman's The Pleasure Principle. The Pleasure Principle out of 1979. And we started out with Tracks. Tracks, nice piano opening there. Keyboards and piano. Like the piano. And then thundering on into the electronic sounds of Gary Newman. Observer was next, then Conversation, and their hit song, everybody's probably heard if you were into new wave electronic music in 1970, and that's Cars. Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars. And then finishing up with Engineers. All that we are is all that we need to be, and all that we know is you and machinery. We're engineers. Engineers. And the song sounds like a bunch of engineers, which I guess technically the guys are. You know, hey, Paul Gardner, Cedric Shapley, Christopher Payne, and Gary Newman playing on that LP right here on Brad's Vinyl. That was Gary Newman's The Pleasure Principle. Look for it on podcast later if you missed our live show. And thanks for listening to Brad's Vinyl.